You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law and fight evil. The Republicans did so much damage this week. It's hard to conceive the amount of heinous evil that they were up to this week. I'm not even going to go into the bankruptcy issue. I'm not going there. I just, you know, want to talk today about the minimum wage bill that was shot down on the Senate floor this week. I didn't say the date of the show. I didn't give more show info. Let me do that first. Okay. Today is the 12th, March 12th, 2005. I normally do the show on the 13th, okay, or excuse me, on Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. I don't feel like doing that today because, as I mentioned before, I'm just disgusted and angry. I mean, I really don't feel like doing a regular show. I don't feel like being amusing. There's nothing but venom flowing in my veins today. There's just anger and hate, and if you slit me open, you know, cut me down the middle like a fish, you know. You wouldn't have red blood dripping out of me. You'd have some kind of viscous black fluid. It would look like oil. It would just be black and thick, and it would just sort of slowly ooze out of me because there's nothing nice inside of me. It's just hate and anger. You know, I have tried. This season, you know, and season two, I thought, let's try to, like, you know, try to reach a broader audience and try to be more mature, you know, and stop bashing, you know, Republicans but I can't do that. I can't stop bashing Republicans and persecuting them because they are nothing but fucking slime. I'm sorry. It's just not within me. I can't do it. You know, I have to take a break here, and then I'm gonna move on because I gotta regroup. It'll all come. I'll edit it out. You won't hear it, but I gotta take a break. Be right back. Okay, I just took what is known in psychiatric parlance as a time out. I really needed that time out, or else I probably would have been, advocating a fucking, you know, revolution or something, or or said something very unpolitically correct. I also needed to, like refill my beer bottle, okay, my mug. I usually don't. It's actually something I should do more often. I usually don't drink and host radio shows. But maybe I should, you know. I used to when I first started, but then I quit. You know, I wanted to be sober. But this show, I can't be completely sober. Unfortunately, there's like a fucking blizzard out there. And I had only two beers. And it's like, that's it. Okay, what could I do? Okay, it's an act of God. Can't get any more beer. This is a show I really, because I'm just so angry. You know, I just don't want to do this show. You know, and that's, I just can't, you know, but I'm just going to do as much as I can do. I just want to get it out of the way. Here we go. All right. What happened this week in Congress? Okay. One of the things that happened in Congress is that finally the Democrats were able to get a minimum wage bill onto the floor of the Senate. And Kennedy sponsored this bill that would have raised the minimum wage to $7.25 an hour. It still would not have been, you know, it still, that would have put people, that would have, it wouldn't even gotten have gotten people over the poverty line. It was sort of like hovering just below, that figure just hovers below the poverty line, okay? But anyways, that got shot down in Congress. There was only 4 dissenting votes on the Republican side. Okay? You know, let me just say, I add one more thing, that the Republicans had this watered-down version of the minimum wage bill as well, minimum wage increase bill, but that also got killed, okay? And it was sort of, when I read about it in the Globe, there was talk that this was, that the reason that you know, the Republicans weren't even very serious about the bill, about their bill, their version. You know, it was just symbolic, but it didn't matter. It got killed. Okay. You know, I don't know what to tell you guys. Okay. I'm feeling like shit like this makes me feel really weak and powerless, as it should, because I am weak and powerless, okay? And, you know, I would say most people, most liberals, okay? I'm a little bit farther to the left than a liberal, but I'm a liberal, okay? Most liberals are... have no power at all, have no say, okay? They are just completely fucked by the majority, okay? Majority is just, you know, doing whatever the fuck they please. But you know, the fact is, here's what the fact is, okay? We, okay, are having our asses... We're having our asses kicked, okay, by angry white males, okay? You know, Republicanism can't exist without their backbone of angry white males who vote for them. Who do you think votes for Republicans? Angry fucking white males, okay? White males, and you know what they're angry about? They're angry about women, okay, who are educated, okay, are able to attain degrees, education, good jobs. They're angry at black people taking their jobs that they used to be able to have for granted, okay? They're just nothing but angry, heinous, mean motherfuckers. Angry white. Let me just add one more. What is it? An adjective? I'm not sure. I don't know grammar very well. But they are angry white Christian males. Okay? Now, I'm not Christian. I'm Jewish. Okay? But... those are the people voting Republicans. It's not the Jewish white males. It's the Christian white males. I don't want to like, I don't like to bash people because of their religion, but I just want, I'm not saying that all Christian white males are bad, because I know that's not the case, but the vast majority of white males vote Republican. Okay? And you know what? The vast majority of white Christian males also are assholes, okay? That's just a fact, okay? Maybe, you know, it's not a very scientific fact, but it's a fact. Okay, so, you know, the minimum wage now is $5.15 an hour. A big $5.15 an hour. Okay? That's an annual income of $10,712. $10,712. Okay? I don't know. I don't know how the fuck anyone, you know, lives on that. You know? Well, I say that, you know, I do know how people, live on that. I've been there myself. Okay, and this is how you live on. You have basically, if you want to make 10 grand a year, this is your, you have three options. Okay, this is it. You work 80 hours a week. Okay, you have little or no health care. You live in slum shit housing with cockroaches. Okay, I have seen more cockroaches than any man should ever see. Okay. But I don't want to get too hung up on that. But let me say, this is if you're lucky. This is if you're able to find this, you know, two or three jobs. And this is if you're lucky enough to be able to find affordable housing. Right now, I'm very lucky. Okay, I live in public housing. Okay, that was the first option. We go to the option number two, homelessness. Varying degrees of homelessness. Okay, you could live in your car if you're really, you know, doing well as a homeless person, or you can live in a fucking shelter. Okay, I don't want to go into how horrible it is to live in a fucking shelter. Okay, you don't want to be there. Okay, or your third option is crime. Okay, you can commit crime, and you know, eventually you're gonna be imprisoned, and you know, but there's plenty of tax money, you know, being allocated to house nonviolent offenders. Okay, we got there's no shortage of money for that. Okay, we got a whole fucking industry established to basically, you know, exploit people's unfortunate social condition. You know, and I, you know something, I really don't like people that commit a crime against poor people who commit crimes against the poor, okay? However, you know, I really have no objections to people that have no money, okay, that are being exploited and fucked, who commit crimes, okay, as long as they're not crimes against the poor, okay? It bothers me, you know, when you start mugging old ladies. Okay, that kind of shit bothers me. Anyways, I'm gonna take another break. We got billions of dollars to spend for fighting for freedom in Iraq, but you know we can't do anything, okay, to help the poor who are being exploited by corporations. Okay, you know, I just don't get it. Okay, I do get it. This is a result of greed. It's greed. Okay, but let's keep moving. I'm going to read you a quote by Senator John E. Sununu. Quote, "When you raise the minimum wage, you price workers out of the market." Unquote. Well, you know, this is just lies. It's lies, 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 and more lies. But you know something? Let's say hypothetically this was true. This is not true. Okay? Let's say it was true. Okay? Well, why don't you stop issuing temporary visas, okay, for people to fill jobs at Dunkin' Donuts, places like Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's and Hilton, okay? Why don't you do something to make so you don't fucking price workers out of the market? Why are you trying to water down the job market, okay, by bringing in foreign labor? I have nothing against foreigners, okay, but I have nothing against foreigners working here, but I'm sorry, I don't get the fucking logic, okay, of these Republicans and their bullshit of fucking validation for their acts of evil. Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm just tired of it. I am tired of the angry white male. I'm tired of the triumph of the angry white male. I hate and despise the angry white male. Okay, he's got to go down. I'm sorry. But the angry white male has to go down. You know, we talk about the so-called American heroes in Iraq. The stormtroopers, okay, in Iraq, killing kids, beating political prisoners to death, torturing people. But the real American heroes are the underclass, and they get up every single day and they survive, and that's all they could do is survive, okay? They're just surviving. They're surviving against all fucking odds because they got nothing. They're being oppressed by all corners of society. You don't know what it's like. Unless you've been there, you don't know what it's like to not have any a fucking dollar, okay? You know, you really don't, you just don't know it. You don't know what it feels like, okay? But, you know, it's like, but let me get to the point. The real American heroes, okay, get up. They either, you know, they have, and either they work the minimum wage jobs, okay, or they submit to homelessness, okay, and they don't, this is what makes them a true heroes. They don't murder anyone, okay? That's what makes them heroic. Because you really don't, it sounds like a radical statement, but it's not. You don't understand what it's like to be poor. If you have been poor, and if you don't feel this way, I submit to you that you are nothing but a fucking moron. Okay? I'm going to move on. In fact, I'm going to take another break because I'm having a lot of trouble getting through this topic because of the emotional affect I feel about this and the amount of, you know, and I feel like, you know, I didn't want to start, you know, agitate for revolution here. I mean, that's not what I do on this show, okay? I don't believe in revolution, okay? You know, I just feel fucked and I feel angry and I don't know what else to say. I really don't, but I'm going to take another break. Okay, I've decided against doing my second topic today. I'm having too much trouble getting through this show. One thing I would like to say is this. I don't have any more Republican friends. Okay? I used to have Republican friends, but I have decided not to associate with them anymore. I no longer associate. I no longer date women who are Republican or who harbor conservative values. Now, I'm not telling my listeners to do what I do, okay? Because I'm really not sure, I'm not completely sure if what I'm doing is right. I'm not even completely sure if, you know, I would, die, spend the rest of my days not associating with Republicans. I can't tell you that. But I will tell you that I want nothing to do with them. I mean, if I will make small talk with them, you know, if I see my, you know, my neighbor, a Republican neighbor, I'll say hello, how you doing? But I don't want to. That's as far as it goes. I'm not saying that people again should do what I do, but I want nothing to do with these pricks. As far as I'm concerned, they're the enemy. And I want to send a message that their voting behavior, their actions, and you, by voting, you act. Okay? When you voting, the act of voting is a political action. Okay? And the message I want to say to send to Republicans that I know personally is that, you know, I'm not your friend. I don't approve of your actions. I don't approve of your fucking the poor. And I don't approve of your evil, heinous invasion and occupation of other countries. Okay? And that includes especially Iraq. I will say one other thing. One of the reasons why I am just so fucking pissed off and angry today is that I just feel hopeless, okay? And the reason I feel hopeless is that I see with people that agree with me on the issues, I see more of the same, okay? I don't see any changes in behavior, okay? I see the Democratic Party, again, moving to the center. I see Hillary Clinton winning the nomination, okay? I'm not going to say it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I have no other, there's nothing else indicate that's going to be anything but the case. Hillary Clinton is unelectable, and let's say a miracle happens and she does get elected, okay? Hillary Clinton is evil. She voted for the war. She voted for Gulf War II. She voted for the killing of the amount of innocent people who died in that war. The amount of civilians is unknown. Some people say it's a secret. Some people say it's not. Okay, I think it's a secret, but no one really knows how many people died in that war, but that was an evil war. She voted for that war. Hillary Clinton voted for the war against Iraq. Blood is on her hands. Her hands are drenched with iron-rich blood. Or should I say, oil-rich blood. Okay? You know, I see more of this same placating, suck-up attitude, okay? And the Democrats, in order to get anywhere, have to change their ways. You know? I mean, the Democrats have done, and the liberals have done everything, just about everything, to stop me, okay, from getting the message out about my show, okay? I don't know, maybe I do more harm than I do good, okay? But I really think that the way I am not responsible for people like John Kerry, okay, you know, it's not my fault that the Democrats are losing. I didn't support Kerry, okay? I mean, I don't support appeasement, okay? You know, when you're dealing with fascists, okay, when you're dealing with fascists, you can't back down, okay? You got to be persistent. One of the reasons why Hitler was able to get away with what he got away with in the early stages of World War II, in fact, before the war even began, and all the acquisition of territory and annexation and so forth, was because of appeasement. Okay? We have to stop just saying, well, you know, it's okay, fuck us. Okay? You know, we'll put in our little placating leader. Okay, and so far that placating leader seems to be Hillary Clinton, and we'll just, you know, try not to offend you too much. But the point is, that is not working. The attitude of appeasement is not working. There's got to be a change. I'm not saying we should get you know, rifles and take to the streets. I'm not saying that, but we have to change our attitudes. We have to start getting angry. I'm just doing more harm than good. I don't know, but I can say this. The road that we're taking now, we're traveling on now, is going nowhere. Okay? So, your choice, folks. Okay? But I need your support. Okay? So, I need for people to call in and leave their feedback, whether you're a fucking fascist Republican. I want to hear your comments, okay? I will play them on my show. Again, the number is 415-738-0689, 415-738-0689. Or perhaps you agree with me, or perhaps you're in the middle, whatever. I need you to support the show. I need for you to go out there and to tell people about a live from Mount Sinai. I need your support, okay? A saint, okay, gave me $5 last week, okay? I mean, that's helpful. I appreciate that. I want that, okay? But that's not enough. Okay, I need for you to support me, okay? Otherwise, you're just going to have more angry shows like this that really aren't structured, and I'm just going to fucking, you know, go crazy and berate people. I want to do more with this show, and I need your support. Okay, let's go to the credits. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. The show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network and may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. To get a copy of this week's show to syndicate freely on your website, go to radioforall.net or go to TalkWarrior.com, send us an email, and we'll show you how to do it. Streaming audio is not only easy to set up, but free. And let me just add that we started podcasting. So for more information about podcasting, go to iPodder.org. iPodder.org. I want everyone to start podcasting, because that way you can get a subscription to the show, and you know, you don't have to, like, you know, it'll show will come to you. Okay, you don't have to come to the show. Show will come to you. Okay. Next week, okay, I want to do the show. I found someone that might, at least says he's willing to come forward. I want to talk about an abusive summer camp that I went to for emotionally disturbed children called Camp Wadico. I found someone that may have the guts to come forward and talk with me about the abuses that went on at Camp Wadico. I don't know, I can't even remember if I said this, but I went to the camp when I was a kid, okay, and I was on two occasions assaulted and manhandled by a staff member, okay, and this is an abusive camp, and you know, yeah, this is, if this person really has balls and this person is really who he says he is, okay, he's not just jerking my chain. I know he, you know, I have no reason to believe he's not a camper, or he didn't go there, but if he's not jerking my chain, if he's got the guts to come on, then this is gonna, you know, this is going to be, you know, a fucking incredible show. Okay, it would be like, you know, if I actually had listeners, you know, a real population of listeners that listened to the show. Okay, you know, this would be one of the biggest scandals that I would have broken, that would have been broken since the Catholic Church sex abuse scandals. By the way, I didn't witness any sex abuse at Wadico, but who knows? Maybe the person who says he will be on the show, who knows? Maybe he'll have something for me, some sex abuse, whatever. But anyway, next week's show will be a very exciting show. Hopefully, you know, this person will step forward and do the show with me. In any case, I will see you next week. Come to the website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. Okay? All right. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you.